take note in particular of the improved performance of SNIT, which recently announced a surplus of 230 million CDs on its operations. This should be reassuring to organized labor and perhaps bring into sharper relief the unnecessary controversy that was recently generated by SNIT's efforts to offload non-performing assets in its hotel portfolio. It is my understanding that the transaction that was aborted represented the only occasion in recent history of SNIT that external investors sought to invest in SNIT's holdings. All of us need to be measured when it comes to making decisions and pronouncements that would affect the long-term interests of pensioners.